Okay, so we are recording now. And Dave, for starters, will you state your name and your title?
Sure. My name is Dave Dillon. It's D-I-L-L-O-N. I'm the spokesperson for the Missouri Hospital Association.
All right. Now, Dave, next week, assuming it makes it through Congress, the health exchange is going to kick in. Will you start out by talking to me a little bit about kind of what this means and how many Missourians will be affected?
Sure. Open enrollment begins on October 1st for the state's federally administered health insurance marketplace. That is a new marketplace. It'll be online at www.healthcare.gov, where individuals who are uninsured can shop for a number of commercial insurance policies that are available with potential subsidies as part of the Affordable Care Act. There are several hundred thousand Missourians who are probably eligible to receive some sort of subsidy for their purchase of insurance through that marketplace, and we're hoping that they will start taking advantage of that opportunity beginning next Tuesday.
And do you have any idea of the kinds of numbers of Missourians that will be eligible to enroll?
Well, the universe would be within that couple of hundred thousand, probably between 300,000 and 400,000 Missourians. The essence of the limitation is only on the subsidization of those policies. So virtually anyone can actually purchase through that marketplace, and they should be fairly good offerings by comparison to shopping individually. You may be able to get a discount even without having a federal subsidy. You still may be able to get a better product at a better price because of the ability to shop in a large risk pool where instead of shopping as an individual, you're shopping as one of potentially tens of thousands of people buying that insurance product. The subsidies, the federal tax credit and premium credits, are for individuals who are at 138% of federal poverty to 400% of federal poverty. To give you a sense, and of course, the federal poverty level is determined not by your family status, so it's different depending upon if you're an individual or if you are, say, a family of four. But 400% of federal poverty level for a family of four is $70,000 or $80,000. Those subsidies would be very low for someone at that higher level. An individual at 138% of federal poverty level, whether they're single or in a family of, say, four, would be a very low income, around $20,000. So it really is something that individuals are going to have to go out to the site, and they're going to have to input some information that can help them identify both what type of products are available to them as well as where they fit relative to income level to determine if they can get a subsidy.
All right. And I haven't heard much talk of will doctors' offices and hospitals be much affected by this or any other part of the Affordable Care Act? I know it's a huge act.
Sure it is. Absolutely. One of the great things that we expect will happen will be that individuals who have for an extended amount of time have been uninsured and therefore who have probably put off care because it's been unaffordable to seek care will, instead of going when they absolutely need care to a hospital emergency department, they will be able to get themselves into a primary care physician's office or an urgent care opportunity because they now have insurance. And those ways to access care are generally used by people who have insurance, and the other, or the alternative for those who aren't insured, is basically the hospital emergency department, because no matter what, the hospitals will provide treatment, even if you have no ability to pay. So the idea is that the more people that have insurance, the more people we will see start utilizing the system in a much more efficient way. They'll get regular checkups. They'll get immunizations while they're at their primary care physician's office. And they will get the care that they need to manage any chronic conditions, because, frankly, Missourians are not particularly healthy by comparison to our neighbors across the country. And so we have a lot of work to do, and one of the things that this will do is help us get that primary care system more functional in the state so that people will be live healthier lives because they will be able to access health care when they need it at an affordable cost.
Now, it seems to me that there's a lot of, I guess, fear out there from people, especially those on Medicare. Do you want to talk about how Medicare might be affected?
Yeah, and it's a very simple explanation. If you have Medicare right now, you're not affected by this at all. The Affordable Care Act does not affect individuals when it comes to Medicare. It does affect the provider community because a lot of cuts to our payments for Medicare were built into the Affordable Care Act so that we would be delivering health care in a more efficient way. If you're an individual 65 or older, or if you're a person with a disability that has Medicare eligibility, this is not going to affect you at all.
All right. And may I ask, is your organization doing anything to spread that message?
Well, we actually are. We've spent actually the last couple of years trying to educate Missourians, but there's been a heightened level of intensity with that as we've gotten closer to where many individuals are starting to pay attention to it. That we have been promoting for the last year plus the state effort to expand Medicaid, which was included in the Affordable Care Act. We several months ago launched a website, Enroll Missouri, that Missourians can access to define what the Affordable Care Act, especially the new health insurance marketplace, means for them. What are their responsibilities and what are the new opportunities? And then, you know, of course, we traditionally work both in Jefferson City with state government, but also in the communities that each individual hospital, of which we have 152 members, actively work to try to educate Missourians about what the opportunities are, both in the marketplace as well as in general the importance of health insurance and health care. So, we've expended a significant amount of energy in the course of the last year or two to try to build some education on this. And frankly, it's been very difficult because there are a lot of rumors. There's a lot of what people believe to be the case that is not in fact the case relative to these programs. And now that they're starting to come to fruition, I think we're going to see that people have a better understanding of the true benefit of them. And we have to be engaged on this because hospitals are paying a lot of the cost of the new programs to take care of the uninsured. They're coming out of what had been traditional, some federal payments to offset those costs, as well as Medicare and other programs that hospitals get paid for. So it is not only in our interest to do this because people can manage their health better, but hospitals will not be able to survive in the long term without a good, positive enrollment in the exchange and expansion of Medicaid, because we're already paying for it through reduced payments. And I don't think many Missourians understand that their hospitals, are potentially in some degree of jeopardy, by when we see that these things aren't progressing in Missouri.
I understand. And may I ask, our station is based in a pretty rural area. Are there any special concerns or any expected especially positive outcomes for people in rural areas, especially since I know access to healthcare is more difficult to get out here?
It is. And in rural areas in Missouri, we see in many cases a lower health status. we see lower access to health care, whether that means that you have to drive farther to get treatment in a hospital or see a primary care physician. There are fewer jobs that are, big employers that have a benefit, a healthcare benefit as part of a benefits package. So there are specific challenges that rural individuals in Missouri face that urban may not. This is truly going to be transformative for a lot of people in rural areas. They're going to be able to, purchase insurance with the purchasing power that a business would have had in the past, because those marketplaces are going to create larger risk pools and hopefully bring costs down. They're going to when this happens, see a stronger hospital if the ACA is successful that can be maintained in rural areas. If you look at the importance of a hospital in a rural market versus in an urban market, many physicians won't move to a rural area if there isn't a hospital near, which means that if the hospital isn't strong, then the primary care marketplace, where individuals can get a primary care physician, won't be strong. So, access to strong rural hospitals is, going to be affected, if not predicated on this. This is vitally important to rural folks, and the truth of the matter is I don't think that there has been enough education on that in rural areas, although we have worked significantly with rural hospital executives to try to get that message out. And if you look at last year, since we're talking about the Affordable Care Act writ large, there were a lot of rural chambers of commerce who supported Medicaid expansion in Missouri because they get it. They get the importance of the hospital to the local economy. They get that the costs are shifted when we have to people who have insurance and to businesses when we have a high rate of uninsured in the state. And so, therefore, they understood and endorsed Medicaid expansion in Missouri. And so I think we're going to see the importance of health insurance as both an economic element as well as a personal health element under the microscope a lot more than we had in the past we roll out the exchange and hopefully continue to look at Medicaid expansion in Missouri.
All right. Well, Dave, is there anything else you'd like to add or any other subjects or aspects you think we should touch on?
Well, there's one thing that I think we shouldn't look at October 1st, next Tuesday, which is the open enrollment period and the launch of the marketplace, as a stop. It's a start, and I wouldn't even encourage everyone to run out that day and begin to try to sign up. I would encourage them to use that as a launching point for research on what might be the best policy for them. Take a look at what's available. Then talk to people who are experts. There are a significant amount of new people who are specifically dedicated to helping individuals work in that marketplace, defining out how they might purchase a policy that best reflects their personal healthcare needs, their finances, and the like. So get the information starting next week. But you don't have to make a decision until later in the year. I think that the deadline to get benefits starting in January is December 15th. So start thinking about it. Get some information. Have the conversations with the people who know really what the options are in the marketplace, and then they can walk you through how they're reflected in your personal health and finance, and then make a decision when you have all that information.
All right. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Oh, I already got that bite at the apple.